talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, 4-car garage, and we're still building them. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Waylon Jennings with Lukenbach, Texas, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lolar. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And also, we organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Well, we have a lot of new listeners to Talking About a Home, and I wanted to just take a moment to explain why we always have a home theme song. Or you may not actually know why we're airing a clip of a song at the beginning of our radio show Talking About a Home, and there's, we always try to do a song that mentions the home or something in the home. And that's pretty much why we do it. And we're always looking for fresh new songs or oldies that mention the home in the lyrics. And if you can identify the portion of the lyrics of this song that have to do with the home, go to the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page. Be the first one to mention that, and you'll win yourself a free Tervis tumbler, thanks to the Tervis shop on Church Street downtown. Well, today we've got a special show going on for you as we experience the coronavirus and what everyone is experiencing, sheltering in place and what have you, with schools being out. And today we're talking to a number of companies. Local companies that you see within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're trying to get out the message that the businesses that you see in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they are still open for business. They're taking steps to keep their staff safe and healthy. And they're also taking steps to ensure that they keep their customers healthy as well. And so we're going to be talking to Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, Chris Harper with Harper Construction, Jonathan Leake with Southeast Kitchen, and also Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. And all of them have, and all of these companies, in addition to the companies that you see within Charleston Home and Design Magazine, are all open for business, and they have a message for you. If you if you probably have some improvements that you want to make around the house, and those improvements might be magnified a bit as you spend more and more time inside. These local companies that you see in Charleston Home and Design magazine and online at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, you can call them. They are in business. They're open for business, and they have taken steps to keep their staff and their customers safe. So this is a great time to make some improvements on your home. And we're trying just to get that message out. I was talking to one remodeling contractor, and he said he had three projects that got postponed this past week because of the stock market. Frankly, these were older folks, retired, and the stock market has taken such a hit that those three different projects, the folks wanted to just wait a little bit until things settle down. But you from small projects to big projects, this is a really good time for homeowners to call the companies that you see within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine, because not only are you going to get a very competitive price, but it's sort of a buyer's market right now as it relates to lining up work for your home. But you're also going to be able to get that work done very, very quickly. A lot of companies, we've been talking about this on the radio show for the past couple years, a lot of companies have got jobs booked so far in advance that it might take them months to get to your project. And things are changing, and they have more of these local home related companies have got more availabilities now, more opportunities to help you with your project. And you might be looking to get some work done around the house, outside of your house. You're not going to have to worry about having any contact with these companies can talk with you on the phone. They can come out and take a look at the project and give you a bid, email you a bid, or talk to you on the phone about it. There's going to be very little contact that you have to make with these companies if that's something that you're worried about. But great time to get work done on your house. You know, people are always kind of looking for that secret of, you know, I think back to like Disney World when we took our girls there. You read about the secrets of Disney World and the insiders' tips and things like that. This is, right now, you have an insider tip. This is a great time to get work done in your house, and you're going to get a competitive bid, and you're going to get the work done very, very quickly. In fact, we are also running a new commercial on 94.3 WSC, the station you're listening to now, that says the 200 local home improvement companies in Charleston Home and Design magazine need you now. They need you, and you need them to make your home better. Find inspiration. Find what you need for your home. Find your next contractor at charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And that's what you can do. You can go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and there are about 200 local A-list companies that you'll find on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. You can sort them by name or by category, whatever you're looking to get done around your house, and have a go-to list of people to call to get work done in your house. So this is not the end of the world. We're going to be okay. We're going to get through this all together. Might as well make your home better. Visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design magazine. And on the line with us now is builder and remodeling contractor Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. How you doing, Kevin?
Good, Tim. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, sure. Good to talk to you. And Kevin, what kind of work does Kalman Construction do?
We're a full service design build company. We do everything from the fence next door to $1 million up houses in the design build venue. So we do remodeling, kitchens, baths, and new homes.
Gotcha. And people may remember seeing Kalman Construction at the Charleston Home and Design Show a couple of months ago, and you had a big, huge booth, and you've got beautiful photographs of your work on the walls in your booth, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've got some really really good stuff we've done over the years, and the spring and fall show with Charleston Design Magazine, those are the only shows that we do. We get calls all the time to do shows, but those are the only two that that we want to do.
Well, we appreciate that. Is Kalman Construction open for business?
Yes, sir. We're open, and we are we're looking for work right now. So if anybody's interested, they could contact us, and we'd be happy to come out and take a look and see what we can price up and get going.
Well, I can't help but think about what things were like 12 years ago in 2008 with when the stock market melted down and the Great Recession started, and a lot of work dried up for remodeling contractors and other other businesses like Kalman Construction, and then it eventually picked up, and then it got red hot over the last few years, but things are Kalman Construction is open for business, but you're definitely seeing a little bit of a slowdown, which is a bad thing. But the good news is for people who have had projects on their mind, they've been looking to pull the trigger, they've maybe talked to a few different contractors and been told, well, it's going to be a couple months before we can get started. What kind of message do you have to our listeners, Kevin?
We don't actually have that. We don't have the it's going to be a couple of months before we can get started. We've got room in our schedule now for people to call to start projects, and we have a small group of employees that work for us full time, and then we have a pretty vast group of guys who we have come in to help us when we need help. And we're getting calls from guys that are looking for work at this point in time because the stuff that they've had is not panning out at this point in time. So there's opportunity out there now to get stuff started and completed.
And we kind of live in a instant gratification society. We want things now, and I've always kind of jokingly said that if it was possible, a homeowner would like to just snap their fingers and they would have a brand new kitchen. They're living with a dated kitchen, or they have a bathroom that they want to get remodeled, and they'd love to just snap their fingers and have it all finished and beautiful in a moment, moment's time. And obviously that's not possible, but the good news is folks can give Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction a call, and you'll be able to meet with them pretty quickly and get their project started and expedited.
Yeah, we're willing to, we answer the phone and we call people back, which separates us from 50% of everybody out there. This week, as an example, I met with some clients on Monday in the Crescent, and we're doing their job on Friday. So, part of it is these people have been thinking about this project for a while. They knew what they wanted to do. I met with them. They were comfortable with me. They were comfortable. I got them back the pricing on the same day I met with them. We sat down on Tuesday, ironed out a couple of details, signed a contract, and like I say, we'll do this job starting on Friday.
That's fantastic.
Answering the phone, calling back, and getting the quotes back when you say you're going to, really separates us. It always has.
Well, that's great. What when you do set up an appointment with a customer, What will you and your people at Kalman Construction be doing to ensure customers that you and your staff stay safe, and also keeping the customers safe that you might be working in their house on?
Well, the hardest thing for me to break has been the handshake thing. Amazingly enough. I mean, it's just like ingrained, you know.
Yeah.
I meet a client, I walk up, and immediately, my right arm starts to come up, and there's two, you know. And so now it's, you know, sorry, I can't shake your hand. I would love to, but I can't. I Purell my way on the way in. I Purell myself on the way out when I get back into my car. You know, I'm disinfecting my phone with wipes, anything that I'm touching now. And, you know, the same with my guys if they're working in somebody's house. It's just the way of the world right now. And, you know, we just have to do it. So.
Yeah. And oftentimes I can think of very few examples of when you and your guys would be in right next to each other. Usually the work is being done where there's already that social distancing going on, with one guy on one side of the room and another person maybe holding up a beam or something on the other side of the room, right?
We definitely have social distancing between us and the clients, and the guys who are working with us. You know, we're trying to keep as much space as we can between everybody as things are going along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want three guys in a closet. So
that's right. You know. That's right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks reach Kalman Construction?
They could call us at our office number is 843-856-0515. And they could email us at kkalman@kalmanconstruction.com. And easy enough to see us online. We're on Facebook. And www.kalmanconstruction.com. We'll get them to our website.
That's great. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction, and we hope you and your wife Betsy, who is also you two are partners in crime with your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Hope you two stay safe, and definitely give Kalman Construction a call. They can start a project right away for you. Thanks so much, Kevin. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Tim. Good. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, Mike, we've got this big coronavirus thing that is keeping a lot of folks inside, but is Outdoor Lighting Perspectives keeping busy outside people's homes?
We are. We are open for business. You know, we want to be here for the community, make sure that everyone's safe at night, that everything's working like it's supposed to, that everybody feels at home, and that we're here for the community.
Gotcha. What kinds of steps are you taking to keep your staff safe and customers safe?
Well, we're trying to, you know, if we have a consult with a customer or a potential customer, you know, we can do over the phone, definitely keep our distance, obviously no hand contact. Our employees, you know, we're doing constant hand washing, making sure that we're as clean and sanitary as you can be working outdoors, but just to keep ourselves safe and keep our customers safe as we're out here working on these systems.
Gotcha. Keep a safe distance from customers,
right?
And
using the hand sanitizer, you know covering mouths if we're coughing or sneezing, you know, it happens outside with the pollen, you know, we're doing it in sleeves. I mean, just any steps we can take to protect anyone that's around us.
That's excellent. I had a contractor over to our house last week, and you know, thankfully he didn't extend his hand to shake hands. So it's definitely starting to settle in with people in terms of changing people's habits of, you know, about how they greet and say goodbye to people and that kind of thing. And it's very, very simple. We're not going to go through the, you know, what people need to do to keep safe. They've heard it a million times, but, you know, when it comes to, that's typically when there is contact that's made is when the contractor greets the customer, maybe arriving on the property and that kind of thing. And you've instructed your staff at Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, specifically what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, keep your distance. If you can keep a distance between yourself and the customer, you know, no hand contact. You know, I've done consults last week or so, you know, it's a fist bump or an elbow or just a how you doing kind of thing. But we want to keep the public as safe and as germ free as we can.
Exactly. You know, when it comes to uncertainty, nobody likes uncertainty. We fear the unknown, and I think that's got a lot to do with what people are experiencing these days. But when it comes to real actual threats to people's homes, outdoor lighting perspectives can really assist with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, anybody that's looking to do anything to a home, or they want darkness, you know, they want no one to be able to see them, you know, and whether it's a floodlight on the house or some accent lighting or something in the courtyard, I mean, whatever it is, any kind of lighting is going to deter. So, you know, whether you have an existing system that's not working very well, or whether you have whether you want to add some lighting to a certain area, you know, any kind of light is gonna help at night to make sure one, it looks beautiful, because that's what, you know, essentially what you want, but also to have that safety aspect to it as well.
Yeah, and I've talked to you a number of times on our radio show talking about a home, and we always it's more of a mention about, you know, the safety aspect of having landscape lighting and that kind of thing, but you know, what we usually talk about is the beauty that you can create with outdoor lighting at night, and you know, people that you can always tell the people that are really proud of their properties, they really keep them up well, and they're, everything is always neatly manicured and everything, and you know, you're proud of your home. You want it to look like $1 million during the day, and you want it to look that way, look great at night as well.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, living in the area we do, you know, we take pride in our houses and our yards, our trees and our gardens. You know, that's what Charleston's known for. And you know, any kind of accent lighting, you know, is gonna make it feel that warmth, that comfort that people like, you know. But it's also that security, you know, that there's some light on, that somebody can see there's light on, they're gonna move down the road, but you have the peace of mind. Whether you've ever had a lighting system or you've ever thought about it, I mean, it makes a difference at night, just to accent a little bit of your house or your yard.
Absolutely. And, you know, people are probably being a little bit cautious with spending money, too. And so we may have some listeners that are thinking, well, all that is nice. I'd love to have lighting on the outdoor of my home, landscape lighting and so forth. But I don't need an you know, my power bill to go up a lot. Is that what's going to happen if you get landscape lighting for your home?
No, I mean, everything is LED, so it's very energy efficient. You know, these systems, you know, I've got customers with 60, 80 light systems that run them all night and spend $2-3 a month. So very energy efficient, you know. Have you ever thought about it?
Is that what you said?
What's that, Tim?
Did you say $2-3 a month to run a system?
Yeah, and a system at that size of 60 to 80 lights, you know, if you got 8 to 10 lights, which is about an average system, I mean, you may be 25-50 cents a month. So, I mean, very, very, very energy efficient. You know, and if you've ever thought about a lighting system, or you know, again, in this uncertain time, if you need some lighting, you know, we offer financing. You know, we're here for the community to help y'all, you know, any way we can to make your property safe and beautiful at the same time.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about outdoor lighting perspectives?
You can visit us at charleston.outdoorlights.com, or you can give us a shout at 843-412-5874. Been a long day. And, you know, we're here for services. We're here for new consults. You know, and even existing customers, if they're listening, if you notice some outdoor lights that are out and need some service, you know, we're here. We're working. So please give us a call. We'll get some stuff.
Give that phone number one more time, just to be sure.
Yeah, it's 843-412-5874.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, open for business and ready for customers to give him a call. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now joining us on the phone is custom remodeling contractor Chris Harper with Harper Construction. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thank you. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us.
Of course.
What one of the things that we're trying to convey to our listeners is there's so many businesses that you see inside Charleston Home and Design Magazine that are open for business. They're not planning to close. And they are eager to do business with the public, and Harper Construction is one of those companies, right?
Correct. We are currently open for business. We're paying attention to the news daily and following, guidelines and suggestions by our government and leadership. But currently, as of today, we are open. We're working. We're looking at new jobs, and we are happy to look on and take anything on that somebody may need done.
So, Chris, does this feel a little like deja vu back in 2008?
I'll be honest with you. This is a little more serious to me than 2008 was because of the just unknown factors that we're all experiencing right now. But, we're survivors. We survived 2008. My business partner, Maggie, and I, we crunched down and we got through that. We feel like we can get through anything. So,
well, I remember you telling me a story about how Harper Construction got started. And just to kind of remind our listeners, back in 2008, the subprime mortgage market, there was a big meltdown. Quite a bigger emergency in the United States and around the world, and everybody kind of stopped doing business. People, Chris, you're located out near Kiowa Island, and a lot of the people who own houses on Kiowa Island, a lot of them are absentee owners, so they live elsewhere, and they just sort of stopped spending a lot of money, and it directly affected the contractors' business.
Sure.
And I remember you telling me that you took every single job you could get your hands on, whether it was building an HVAC stand or any kind of repairs, that kind of thing. Is this kind of the same situation?
It's absolutely. We'll do anything that anybody needs done. So if we can help you with any repair work, no matter how big or small it is, absolutely. We're here. We're willing to take it. And to tell you the truth, Tim, we've always been that way.
Right.
So we've never stopped with, as big a jobs as we get. When we have $1 million remodels going on, we still take jobs that are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 because we have customers out there that rely on us and need those things done, and we've always taken that type of work, and we will continue to do so as long as we are physically capable of working.
There you go. I remember something that my old boss when I was back in radio used to say is to always stay hungry and humble, and when. It sounds like you've kind of got that same mantra, right? You're not turning down work. You throughout these years, it's been a boom market the last six to ten years here in Charleston, and remodeling and new construction has really taken off. But Harper Construction stayed hungry and humble, right?
Correct. We've been very fortunate and had great clients and great jobs over the last several years, and we've done some amazing projects with some amazing customers, designers, and you guys, and our vendors and our suppliers and all of that, and it's been a great run. We are not You know, we're not sure what the future holds for all of us, but we're here and we're not too humble to say, hey, listen, we'll take anything you got. Work-wise, you know, we want to keep helping our community and keep helping people maintain their homes and do things that need to be done, and we're here.
Right. And a lot of people are home these days, probably more spending more time at home than they would really like to. And they might be looking around and noticing a lot of improvements that they want to make on their home. And they're just not sure, is it appropriate to call a contractor like Harper Construction? How are they going to interact with, how are their workers going to interact with my family, and how can I ensure, that they're going to be safe to keep their customers safe too?
Yeah, no, I that's a great question, and you're asking a great question. And the truth is, I don't think any of us really have like a crystal ball into how any of this is really going to play out. But I can just tell you that we're all taking the precautions that are being suggested to us when we listen to the news. I log in and look at the CDC website every day. I'm reading what their suggestions and guidelines and suggestions are, and trying to implement that and follow that. Myself and all of our employees are doing the same thing. You know, I mean, again, we're trying to, you know, maintain some social distancing while also just showing up to work and doing work. A lot of our work's just kind of outside, and I think, like, you know, it's beautiful outside right now, and there's, you know, no indication that being outside and doing work is harmful to anybody's health. And you know, we're just, you know, just taking that kind of thing day by day and following the suggestions.
Well, I know it's a scary situation right now, but this is definitely not the end of the world, and you know, we'll all get through this, and so in the meantime, I'm personally trying to get caught up on a lot of home projects and things sort of been putting off. And I'm calling contractors as well, and trying to set up work to be done, because I'm not going to just sit around. You know, this is not the end of the world. We're going to get through this, and
sure.
And why not make some improvements on our home right now? Don't waste this time. Use it as effectively as you possibly can.
Well, I will say this, Tim, and we had this conversation amongst ourselves here at the office a couple of days ago, and, you know, a lot of our clients are seasonal and rely on, like, rental incomes and things like that over the summer, and, you know, it looks like, you know, rental season is going to be kind of slowed down. There's not going to be so many people out here. So if they were holding off through rental season to do something in the winter, which is typical for Kiowa, why not pull the trigger now and do it over the summer? You know, you give us an opportunity to do some work for you. Maybe we can help save you some money because we're hungry and, you know, and the weather's nice. It's a great time to get some stuff done. So, you know, so the rental season's not popping off and people aren't coming on vacation. You know, the houses are just sitting empty. Maybe it's a good time to tackle some of that stuff.
Very good. Well, we're almost out of time, so I'm going to do kind of a lightning round for you. You just tell me yes or no whether Harper Construction can help a homeowner with these different types of projects. Can Harper Construction help replace a roof?
Absolutely. We have an entire roofing division.
Can Harper Construction help with maybe a kitchen or bath remodel?
That's our wheelhouse, Tim. We do kitchens and bathrooms dozens and dozens a year. So absolutely.
Can Harper Construction help with anything that might be going on outside on the exterior of your house, whether it be some rot repair or siding replacement or anything like that?
We can do anything for you on your home from the top of your roof to the bottom of your foundation. Siding, windows, doors, any issues with your roof, gutters, foundation crack, anything that you have, subfloor problems, moisture problems, you know, give us a call. I will come over and look at it right away. And right now we're happy to have the work.
All right, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Harper Construction?
We do have a website. It's www.chrisharperconstruction.com, or you can call me directly at 737-4745. That's 843-737-4745.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with remodeling contractor Chris Harper with Harper Construction, and he is eager to get a call from homeowners that have projects and want to get them accomplished. Harper Construction can definitely do the work for you. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're on location at Southeast Kitchens at 759 Folly Road on James Island, and we're talking with Jonathan Leake with Southeast Kitchens. How you doing, Jonathan?
Doing good, Tim. Glad to be here with you today.
Sure. Jonathan, take a moment and tell everybody about Southeast Kitchens.
Yeah, so Southeast Kitchens, we're a kitchen and bath remodeling business. We've been around here on James Island for about 30 years. We do work in James Island, Folly, Johns Island, downtown, really spread out from here. But we're a full-service kitchen and bath remodeling company, so we can come in, help with space planning, design, layout, styling selections, all the way through. We've got trades that can take care of plumbing, electrical, really full service turnkey remodeling.
Gotcha. So someone comes to Southeast Kitchens, they want a brand new kitchen. Are they going to have to go to a different countertop company, or do you guys kind of handle everything?
We can handle most parts of it. So we have cabinet lines that we carry here in the showroom. We've got a couple of displays that we can show different door styles, colors, layouts, different features of the cabinetry. We also carry two brands of quartz, so we can show off our countertop styles here. Although if clients want natural stones, we'll typically send them to one of our fabricators or even one of the importers. In those cases, it's typically better to pick out your exact slab so you know what you're getting, just because there could be some variability, but we can show different options for that. Once you get into things like tile and flooring, we have partners in town that we work with that we typically will refer customers to make those selections, and they've got designers there that can help. And we'll even send a sample of your cabinetry and your countertop with you so you can help make those decisions.
Good deal. Southeast Kitchens, some folks may not realize this, but you have a general contractor's license, and that's a little bit different from other cabinet companies around town. What's the big advantage of having your own GC license as it relates to your customers?
Yeah, so we see a lot of people that come in that really just want one person that they can rely on to take care of the full scope of the project. So we can come in, we can pull permits, we've got subs in the various trades that we've worked with for many years who are reliable, high quality, and we can manage the full scope, so we can handle the scheduling, we will order all the materials, make sure everything shows up on time, and really just takes the stress off of the homeowner, being able to rely on one person to communicate with, get their schedules from, get updates. We make regular site visits to keep the homeowner informed. So rather than just having to, you know, go buy your cabinetry one place and then have someone else do all the other work for you, it's really a benefit to our clients to just have one person to work with.
Well, and also oftentimes, you know, for every single customer of Southeast Kitchens, I'm sure there's a specific reason why they want a new kitchen. Maybe it's their space is too small. The kitchen right now is dated. So they want new countertops, new cabinets, and so on. But oftentimes they want a bigger kitchen, and they maybe have sat the couple at home and kind of dreamed about what they would want to do, and they'll say, well, what if we took down this wall right here? And sometimes if it's a non-load bearing wall, that's good. But if it is load bearing, you might run into some issues, and Southeast Kitchens can help solve some of those, right?
Yeah, that's particularly true. On John's Island, even downtown, some where you have smaller homes built, back in the 60s and 70s, they had small rooms. Spaces aren't really laid out very well, and a new homeowner comes in and wants to go more with that open concept, which is still very much in style and is a great way to functionally take better advantage of the space in your home. So we can come in. We have an engineering firm we work with who can draw up plans, and we've got framing crews that can come in, demo walls, put up new beams, open up that space, let us put in a large island that gives you better functional workspace in the kitchen. It really just gives more flexibility to go with the design that you're looking for your home.
And you need that engineer because you're submitting plans to whatever the municipality, whether it's Mount Pleasant or the city of Charleston or Folly Beach, what have you. And they when you say you're going to be taking down a wall, they want an engineer to verify that that's a safe thing to do, and what kind of header you're going to put in, what material to make sure that that everything's going to be safe going forward, right?
That's right. Yeah, we'll get stamped plans. They get reviewed by the local municipalities. They'll have inspectors that come out, sign off on the work. And so we can use an engineered beam. Sometimes we'll put up steel plates if it's a two-story home and you've got a lot of weight coming down that wall. And then all the way through down to the foundation, everything's taken care of.
Southeast Kitchen has got a fantastic location, and I'll bet there's just tens of thousands of cars driving by on Folly Road every single day that see Southeast Kitchens, and hopefully many of them stop in to when they have a kitchen or bath remodel project. But for folks who maybe haven't had a chance to step inside Southeast Kitchens, can you kind of paint a picture for our listeners? What will they experience here at Southeast Kitchens?
Yeah, so we've got a 1,700 square foot showroom here on Folly Road. Nice glass storefront you can see in some of the displays. We've got about 7 or 8 kitchen displays here. We can show off various styles of cabinetry, whether it's a shaker style, different colors, white and grays are really popular right now. We've got a couple of the more modern slab front styles with more natural wood tones, which are also becoming on trend. A couple bathroom displays as well. So it really helps to walk around, look at different finishes, look at the different hardware styles, and we can help talk about the homeowner's goals for their project and start to give them some ideas around styling.
Gotcha. So you have several kitchen and bath vignettes here at Southeast Kitchen, and they're all finished up. You've got beautiful tile backsplashes, and I see different types of flooring on the floor just to give people an idea of how things will look in their brand new kitchen, right?
That's right, yeah. And we've got different options for appliance sizes, so you can see what's a cabinet style hood going to look like over a nice 36-inch range top, or what is a stainless steel hood going to look like over a smaller 30-inch range top. So we can show those. We have glass front cabinets. There's probably 20 different styles if you want to do glass front doors with or without mullions. And so we can just, we can show all those different options here. It's nice to be able to visualize it in a space under good light, help you get a good idea of what it'll look like in your home.
Good deal. What parts of town does Southeast Kitchens typically do projects?
So we're based on James Island. We do a lot of work here, Folly Beach, John's Island. We get down to Kiowa and Seabrook, but we also do a good bit of work in downtown, North Charleston, even Mount Pleasant as well. So we spread out pretty well.
Good deal. And you're working on a project in downtown Charleston, right next to Rainbow Row. That's a pretty cool project.
That's right. Yeah, down there on 4 Trad Street. We have a new client that is getting a kitchen and bathroom done. We're going to be moving a wall in the bathroom, giving him some more space in there, opening up his space cadet shower to give a little bit more visibility, putting some new floors in. We've got some really nice finishes and excited about getting that project started.
Well, that's great. And That's probably one of the best things about Southeast Kitchens is when you're Jonathan, do you go out to look at the different projects? Are you the one that usually typically goes?
Yeah, that's me. I'll go out. We do in-home consultations, so we can come out and kind of get an idea of what you're hoping to do with the project, what your goals are, start to put some plans together. From there, we can finalize a layout and then start to build a proposal. But I'm the one that our clients work with directly throughout the process. It's nice to have a single person to deal with.
Well, and especially since, you know, in the Four Trad Street project, for example, you're going to be moving a wall. And so to not have to say, okay, well, we got to set up another meeting with a remodeling contractor to come in and take a look at that. I imagine it saves homeowners a good deal of time and trouble just to be able to handle all that all in one sitting.
It is. And, you know, it can be difficult to find quality subcontractors. You know, the Charleston market is booming, so you've got a lot of contractors showing up. And how do you know if they're reliable, if they do good work? We've vetted all of our subs over a number of years and know that they're all high quality. We know when to bring them in. We know how to get good estimates from them, and we can manage the scheduling around that so homeowners don't have to bother with it.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Southeast Kitchens?
Sure, yeah. Come on down to 759 Folly Road. I'd be happy to show you around the showroom. You can also visit us at sekitchens.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Jonathan Leake with Southeast Kitchens here at their location on James Island, 759 Folly Road. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we are talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. How are you doing, Judge?
I'm doing great.
Good. Judge, take a moment and tell everybody about Best Buy Blinds.
Best Buy Blinds has been serving the Lowcountry since 1997. We do interior window treatments, plantation shutters, blinds, shades, etc.
Good deal. How long has Best Buy Blinds been around?
About 23 years now.
23 years. Yeah. Wow. That's important to note because we have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area. And, you know, when a business has been around that long, I remember when we first started and somebody congratulated us after our first year in business. And I thought that was, I was kind of curious about that. And they said, you wouldn't believe how many businesses fail, you know, before their first year anniversary. So Best Buy Blinds being around for 20 plus years, what do you think, how does that translate to customers?
Well, I think, you know, experience is important. Our sales and installation team have all worked for us for over 10 years, so they're very knowledgeable. It's just, you know, we've seen things that worked and things that didn't work, and we know, you know, can apply that to current applications.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who maybe are thinking about putting in some window treatments themselves as a do-it-yourself project?
Well, I think a lot of things they can do. I think it would, you know, there's no charge for us to come out and take a look and give them a quote and perhaps give them some ideas, and they can determine whether they want to do it themselves. Our sales team knows or has a good feeling for what works and what doesn't work and how to mount them. And then our installation team, that's all they do all day long. So it's, you know, there are certainly things you could do on your own, but certainly shutters and automation and a lot of the more elegant applications, I think you'd want to get some professional help.
Mm. You're being very kind about that, and I guess I'm thinking of myself. I remember about 15 or 20 years ago deciding I'm gonna go to a big box store and buy some shades. So I measured one window in the room with maybe about 6 to 8 windows, and got those measurements, went to the big box store. They had to cut some blinds for me. brought them home and started to install them, and it turns out the windows were not all the same dimensions.
Yes.
Even though they look like the same.
Right, same window size, but they've been trimmed out a little bit differently. Yeah. And yeah, we measure each window, top, middle, bottom, and just make sure that everything will work. There's other issues around it too, like when the windows tilt in, you know, what kind of applications will work with that type of window. And there's compromises to make in each situation. It's just, you know, we apply that knowledge to help the homeowners come with the right decision for their window treatments.
The big box stores, some of the big box stores have done a very, very good job of making consumers feel like they're going to get a much better deal by going there and then doing it themselves versus hiring a local company like Best Buy Blinds. And is that always true?
Not typically. If you, you know, it's just on a price basis, we're typically, you know, better than them on a custom application. Because they're probably hiring someone not unlike ourselves to do the actual sales and installation work. And they typically charge for sales calls and separately for installation, whereas we kind of put it all together and we do, you know, full service.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of the quality of the window treatments, are you going to get, is it kind of like you get what you pay for kind of thing?
It is. You can go get cut down blinds and they would be less expensive. We can get those type of blinds as well. The quality of the ones that we offer is just higher. Nearly everything we do has a lifetime warranty on it.
And that's important because I think back to that do-it-yourself project I was mentioning. Those blinds are gone, and so you might as well have referred to them as disposable blinds.
Yeah.
They don't advertise that in the big box store when you walk in there.
If you've ever seen blinds that turn yellow or get brittle and break, yes. I've never had any of our blinds do that. Yeah, we've been putting blinds in for 20 plus years, and I've never had any of our blinds turn yellow or get brittle. They might break if a dog chews one up, but that's about it.
Well, I heard an expression a long time ago, cheap can be expensive.
This is true.
And, you know, you walk into a store and you get caught up in a display that they've got out there for maybe they're flashlights for, you know, really cheap. And you get taken in with that, and then turns out, you know, you spent maybe half of what a good quality flashlight would be, but the thing doesn't work anymore. So it's like you've thrown away, you know, $10 or something like that.
Yeah, I have some 20-year-old flashlights that I still use, and you know, that's how we like to do our window treatments, is to last and be done well.
Right, right. What's the most popular type of window treatment that Best Buy Blinds is installing these days?
We have, since the beginning, been doing 50-60% plantation shutters. They have been, you know, they're for the low country, it's really the classic window treatment. They have started becoming a little bit more modern looking. People are designing them such that they don't have that front tilt rod. There's a little more clean look. To fit some of the more modern decor that's going on right now. And then, you know, the next most popular is probably woven wood shades and then roller shades. And these are popular mainly because they get up out of the way so people can get lots of light in and so they can maintain a full view out their window.
Is that something else that Best Buy Blind does when you visit a home? Are you keeping an eye on, like, okay, this is a bedroom and it's got a southern exposure, so it's going to be getting a lot of light. Does that play into your recommendations for what kinds of window treatments people get?
Yeah, I have a compass on my phone and we'll look and, you know, see, make sure they're doing the right type of application where they're going to need it. And I'll recommend sometimes that they live in the home for a little bit before they make a final decision on a window treatment. They may not need something in a place, or they may need something different than they originally thought, or something different, you know, that they're doing in the rest of the house. So if there's windows that they're not sure about, we generally will wait. You know, maybe you need to see a summer versus a, mm-hmm. you know, winter time when the sun moves around. So,
yeah, and there's also heat gain that you get with if your windows are facing south, that can make your air conditioning unit run all day and things like that.
Yes, we're called in a lot of this place is too hot. What's the deal? The most practical application for that is like a cellular honeycomb shade where it has the kind of cells cells of air that mm-hmm. is probably the best application for reducing heat.
They sort of provide insulation.
Exactly. Yeah, they have an R value that will actually they'll help in the winter too, but they definitely help during the summer.
What do you do with somebody, maybe they're in the medical field, they work nights, and in my experience, people who work nights get very obsessive about their sleep.
Yeah, well, speaking of the medical field, we have done applications where they have to have a certain amount of darkness for reading medical charts and things that x-rays and such, and they have to have a certain amount of darkness, and we'll have that cellular shade is a popular product for that because you can do tracks down the side which eliminates the light coming in the sides.
Oh, yeah.
And can really make it, you know, virtually completely dark.
Very good. You mentioned before we started the interview that automation, that's starting to become very popular too.
Yes. Yeah. People are looking to make things very simple for themselves and have the automated blinds where you set them to, you know, come down at night and go up in first thing in the morning, or come down when it's, you know, midday when the sun's hitting. And you can automate that where you don't have to touch them and they just happen.
And you don't have to run any extra, bring in an electrician to run wiring or anything.
Right.
Like
you
that?
Can, if you want, you can do, wire them and power them that way. Or you can, most all the applications can be done on battery, and those batteries last between a year and 2 years. And, you know, it makes it real simple to get up and going.
Right. Right. Well, that's good. Well, how can folks get more information about Best Buy Blinds?
Well, our phone number is 843-884-3454, and our website is bestbuyblindsinc.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. Thanks so much, Judge.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.